Mesechus Ovus Perek Hei Mishnah Chav Beis until Perek Vov Mishnah Beis. The next two Mishnayos was said by Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehei. And the reason for their slightly unusual names is because they were both converts, they were not born Jewish, and the word Bag, Beis Gimel, has the gematria, the numerical value of 5. And Ben Hehei also, the Hei is the 5th letter, and the significance of having the gematria of Hei is that the first Gerim, really, the first converts, Avraham and Sarah, the very first Jews, Hashem added the letter Hey to both of them. Avraham became Avraham, Sarai became Sarah, and because of that, these converts were known as Ben Hehei, and Ben Bagbag has a reference to being sort of the son of Avraham and Sarah, because every convert is considered to be like the child of Avraham and Sarah. And that's why it says Bug twice, because it's corresponding to Avraham and Sarah, and Hey Hey. Now you'll notice that the next two Mishnayos are also said in Aramaic. One reason for this is because this was sort of their mother tongue, as opposed to Lashon HaKodesh, because they were not born Jewish. And in addition to that, like we saw earlier on, there was another Mishnah which Hillel said in Aramaic, and this reflects the importance of the Mishnah such that it was said in a way that everybody could understand. Even those who were too ignorant to know and understand Lashon HaKodesh, they would nevertheless be able to receive this message. Begins the Mishnah, Ben Bagbag, Omer Ben Bagbag says, Ha'feichba va'feichba de'kulaba. He's talking about Torah, and he says, turn it over and turn it over again and again, because everything is contained within it. Absolutely every piece of wisdom, any piece of science or maths or nature or anything is all contained within the Torah. Like the many famous stories of the Chazon Ish, he was able to advise people what to do concerning brain surgeries and complicated operations, all from his huge knowledge of all of Torah. And on a slightly deeper level, the Zohar HaKadosh states that Istakel Be'eraisa Uvora Alma. When Hashem created the world, he looked into the Torah and then he created the world. Which means that on a certain level, the entire world and everything within it is just a manifestation of what is in the Torah. It's a translation of Hashem's will. Another example where we see this is the Medrash, which says that the Ovis, our forefathers, kept the entire Torah and all of the mitzvahs, even though the Torah hadn't yet been given. And Hashem didn't tell them what mitzvahs to keep and what the mitzvahs are, so how did they know? The answer is they looked around at the world, and because they were so tuned in to Hashem's will, they were able to see in the world and in the various creations the root of that creation in the Torah, and they were able to translate that into the various mitzvahs which we have. Be as it may, because the entire world is just a manifestation on a certain level of the Torah, so of course everything is going to be included in the Torah. Vortechze, and via it, via learning the Torah, you'll be able to see things very clearly, v'siv v'leva, and you'll become old via it. This either means that you should spend so much effort and all of your strength in learning Torah that it should cause you to look older than you actually are, or another explanation is that in the merit of learning Torah, you will be able to reach a ripe old age. Umino lo sazua, and from it, don't move. There's no need to search for anything else. Everything is included in the Torah. She'in loch mido toiva himeno, you have no greater measure. There's nothing greater than the Torah itself. The pasuk says, v'gisa b'yim v'layla, you should delve into the Torah. You should learn Torah at day and at night. And the Gemara understands that to mean all day and all night. Any spare moment that you have, the most worthy and the most worthwhile way to spend that time is learning Torah. Mishnah Chaf Gimel, Ben Hehe, Omer Ben Hehe says, L'fum tzara agra, according to the effort is the reward. Some explain this to be referring specifically to learning Torah. Alternatively, it's talking about all mitzvahs and all areas of serving Hashem. The reward and merit of Torah is not based on the level that you're at. It's not based on whether you're top of shir or bottom of shir. It's based on the amount of effort that you put into it. Often those who find it more difficult to understand the learning put more effort into it, and according to this Mishnah, they would get greater reward. They don't necessarily get as much pleasure of the understanding as somebody who is more intelligent and manages to go to a deeper level, and yet they still learn, so they're going to get more reward. Gemara says that the learning that one does in a time of difficulty, when it's not so easy to learn, when there are bigger distractions out there, more temptations to do something other than learning, when it's difficult to learn and you still learn, that's worth 100 times more than when it's easier to learn. It's in those times that you show that the Torah is your very life, When Reborch Ber Leibowitz heard people say that Torah is like the breath, it's like the air which one needs to breathe. You can't live with Torah. Reborch Ber said that Torah is not only the air which one needs to live. Torah is life itself. And the best way to show that and to make it one's life is that even when it's hard, and specifically when it's harder to learn, to make sure that those times one is learning, and indeed, according to the effort, is the reward. L'fum tzara agra. Now, technically speaking, Maseches Ovos has now come to an end, and originally when the Mishnayos were written up by Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, this Masechta ended over here. However, already from a very early date, quite soon after the Mishnayos were put together, it became the custom to read one perek of Perek Ovos between the weeks of Pesach and Shavuos, as a lead-up to receiving the Torah, because in order to receive the Torah, one has to perfect their character, and also to understand the importance of Torah, like many of the Mishnayos talked about. But there was a sixth week in between Pesach and Shavuos, but there were only five prokim of Perek Ovos, and so they added on this sixth perek, which is really a collection of brises. Brises are very similar to Mishnayos, they're statements said by Tanoim, who are the people who appear in the Mishnah, just that the brises remained more oral, and they weren't written down as part of the Mishnah itself. So this perek is a collection of statements said by Tanoim, all to do with the greatness of learning Torah. And in fact, this perek has a name called Kinyan Torah. Perek Kinyan Torah, the chapter of acquiring the Torah. Somebody who wants to acquire the Torah, become a Talmud Chacham, make learning Torah the real center of their life. This is essentially the perek, which we could call the instruction manual for becoming a Talmud Chacham. Much of the perek discusses the importance and the greatness of Torah and a Talmud Chacham, because that's also part of it. One needs to understand the awesome nature of somebody who has totally absorbed Torah and united himself with the Torah. So the perek has a sort of introduction. Shonu chachomim b'loshna mishnah. The chachomim taught in the language of the Mishnah. This is equivalent to when the Gemara says tonu rabbonon, which is really the introduction to most brises. If the Gemara brings a brise, it will say tonu rabbonon. That's Aramaic for shonu chachomim. Boruch shebocha b'hem v'mishnasom. Blessed is the one who chooses them, the chachomim, and their teachings. This is either referring to Hashem, who has chosen the Talmidei Chachomim and brought them close to him, or it's referring to somebody who learns their teachings, and who learns from the Chachomim that he should be praised, and that he has a lot to gain from the Talmidei Chachomim. Mishnah Aleph, this is one of the most beautiful Mishnayos out there. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol Isik B'Torah Lishma," anybody who learns Torah for the right reasons, for the sake of learning Torah itself, to know the Torah, or to get closer to Hashem, not for his own good, not for his own benefit and honor, but for the sake of learning Torah, Zoich Ledvarim Harbe, he merits many things. And this is referring to all of the worldly, physical benefits of learning Torah. One of the messages which has been emphasized many times in this Masechta is that a life of Torah brings with it the best Olam Hazeh, the best life in this world. Not only in the next world, in Olam Haba. And not only that, and now the Mishnah is going to list all of the spiritual, less material benefits. The entire world is worth it for him. Somebody who learns one word of Torah was worth creating the entire world and keeping it going just for him to be able to learn this one word of Torah. And by the way, all of the things in this Mishnah are learned from Pesukim. We're not going to bring all of the sources, but everything in this Mishnah does have a source in the Torah. Continues the Mishnah, Nikar Reya, he's called a friend of Hashem, Ohov, loved, popular, Ovis HaMokim, he loves Hashem. How can you not love Hashem when you learn Torah for the right reasons? You get closer and closer to Hashem via his Torah, and like the Rambam says, one who wants to love Hashem should go and learn Torah and he will love Hashem. Ovis HaBriyos, he will love people. The more you gain a sense of clarity of the truth via the Torah, the less judgmental you become on other people. You see things clearly, you see people's neshamas, their will to do good, and you start to love everybody. Mesameach es hamokoim. You make Hashem happy. It's crazy. Hashem gets nachas from us when we learn Torah. Mesameach es hamokoim. You make Hashem happy by learning Torah. Mesameach es habriyos. You make people happy. The Medrash Shmuel explains that one who learns Torah is keeping the world going. So yeah, he makes people happy. And he makes Hashem happy. And the Torah will clothe him with humility and fear of Hashem. Learning Torah leads to Yiras Shamayim. The Gemara says that Hashem created the Yetzirah to try and make us do sins. And the way to beat the Yetzirah, says the Gemara, Hashem created the Torah as the antidote against the Yetzirah. And the Ramchal explains that the only way to beat the Yetzirah is via the Torah. All of the inspiration that we can ever get in any way, the inspiration doesn't last. The only way to beat the Yetzirah on a constant basis is to be involved in learning Torah. The Torah makes him fit to be a tzaddik. The Mishnah implies that it's not enough to know just the Torah. One has to improve their character and grow in all ways of serving Hashem. The Torah just makes him fit to do that. So that's also saying that it's impossible to be a Talmud Chacham. It's impossible to be a tzaddik without learning the Torah, and that being one's main focus. But at the same time, it's not enough to know Torah, like we have seen throughout this Masechta. The chosid, the Torah makes him fit to be a chosid, who goes beyond the letter of the law, he does things even when he's not commanded to do them, the yoshar, upright, honest, the ne'emon, and trustworthy, loyal, and the Torah distances him from doing sins. Like we explained, the Torah gives you yes shemayim, the Torah is the antidote to the Yetzirah. And it brings him near to having merit. When you learn, it also causes other people to learn. Other people benefit from him, from his advice. From his wisdom, bina, his understanding and ability to delve deeper into ideas, or gevura, and might. As the pasuk says, li eitzah v'sushia. It's the pasuk in Mishlei that the Torah is speaking in the pasuk, and the Torah says li eitzah v'sushia. To me is advice and wisdom, that is what one gains from me, ani vina, I am the source of understanding, li gevura, I have might with me. One who absorbs Torah will gain all of these qualities. V'neisenes le'malchus, the Torah gives him kingship. It's learned from Psukim that Talmidei Chachamim are considered to be like kings, u'memshala, and rulership. People respect him and they will listen to his opinion. V'chikor din, he gains the ability to investigate and reach the bottom of a case which comes before Beis Din. Umegalin le'yosi Torah, and the secrets of Torah are revealed to him. Now, who exactly is revealing to him these secrets? So the truth is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes says an unbelievable thing, that anybody who toils in Torah, and he puts his efforts into the Torah toils and puts its effort into him. And Rashi there explains that that means that the Torah goes in front of Hashem and asks Hashem that it be able to give over the secrets of the Torah to the one who has toiled for the Torah. So the Gemara is saying that the Torah itself gives over its secrets to the one who learns the Torah with all of the focus and effort. V'naseke mayan misgaber, and this one who learns Torah and makes that the center of his life, he becomes like a spring of water which is going very strongly, like a flowing river which doesn't stop. He starts to spread his Torah out of his love for the Torah. He shares different Torah ideas with other people. He remains humble, the erech ruach, and patient, calm of spirit. He forgives people when they insult him. It doesn't make a difference to him. He's involved in something which gives him such joy, but the fact that another human being insulted him is totally irrelevant to him. And ends off this beautiful Mishnah. The Torah raises him and exalts him over all of the creations, of all other people. And to explain this line of the Mishnah, I want to quote one of the letters which the Chazon Ish wrote regarding this topic, learning Torah, Talmud Chacham. And the Chazon Ish writes, V'omnom ha'ish ha'zeiche li'idias ha'Torah, a man who merits to know Torah, who holich ben anoshim, he walks among other people, v'nidme le'odom ha'roya be'inayim le'ven odom, and he appears to anybody who's looking like a regular person. Aval be'emes hu malach, but in truth he's an angel. Hagor im b'nei tamusa, who lives among mortal people. But he v'chai chai atzilus, he lives a life of exhaustion. Umreim al kol bracho sehila, and he is beyond any blessing and praise. This is what a Talmud Chacham is. Somebody who puts all of their efforts into learning Torah. He's a different creation. He's not just the same person on a higher level. He's walking next to somebody else who's not made his center, the center of his life, Torah. They're different beings. And it's important to remember, whenever seeing Mishnayos like this, remember the Mishnah is talking about somebody who learns Torah Lishma for the right reasons, And often one can sort of give up a bit and think, okay, fine, that's very nice. But let's be honest, I can never get to that level. So this mission is totally irrelevant to me. It's important to realize that there's infinite levels. It's not all or nothing. There's infinite levels, and everybody learns Torah to a certain extent for the right reasons. He's not only doing it so that people will praise him and honor him. When somebody's involved in learning and he suddenly starts to enjoy it, that joy is genuine. So there's infinite levels, and whatever level he's on, he merits to the things which are listed in this Mishnah to that extent. Right, Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, now a slightly different tone, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yetzis ma'achayrev. Every single day, a heavenly voice goes out of the area of Har Sinai, Umachrezes v'imeres, and it announces and says, Oilohem labriyis melbun shel Torah. Woe to the people because of the insult to the Torah. The heavenly voice is bemoaning the fact that people are not learning Torah enough as they should be. Shekol mish ein oisik b'Torah, somebody who doesn't learn Torah to the best of his ability, with all of his strength, nikros nozuf. He is called nozuf. Nazifa is a sort of ban, which somebody can receive, he can't necessarily mix it with other people. And this person who's not learning Torah to the best of his ability is, as it were, under ban. He's rejected to a certain extent. Shenema, as the pasuk says, nezem zohov b'af chazir, a gold nose ring on the nose of a pig, isha yofav saras toam, a beautiful woman whose taste has been removed. And the Mishnah is understanding this pasuk as a parable and a reference to a Talmud Chacham, who's represented by a beautiful woman. But this Talmud Chacham is not learning Torah as he should. He's wasting his time. And the pasuk goes as far as to compare him to a pig who's holding on to a beautiful gold ring, which represents the Torah. V'omer, and the pasuk elsewhere says, V'aluchos ma'aseh Elokim heima, the luchos were a work of Hashem, V'amichtov michtov Elokim hu, and the writing on the luchos was the writing of Hashem. Hashem formed the luchos. Chorus al haluchos, the writing was engraved on the tablets. And the Mishnah says, Al tikra chorus elo chirus. Don't read the word as chorus, but read it chirus. Chirus means freedom. And if you change the vowels, the actual letters are exactly the same as that which is written in the Torah. And since there are no vowels in the Torah, so it can be interpreted in this way as well. And the message is, the association with freedom over here, is because she'ein loch ben chorin ela misha ozik b'Torah. Or other Mishnayos read b'Talmud Torah. There's no such thing as a free person, except for somebody who's involved in learning Torah. He is the one who is able to overcome any temptation, and that is true freedom. And ends off the mission of a komisha oisik b'Torah. Todir, anybody who involves himself in Torah on a constant basis, ha'izem is aleh, he is raised up, he's exalted. Shenema, as the pasuk says, umi matona nachliel, and from the place called Matona, the Jewish people traveled to Nachliel, umi nachliel bomais, and from the place called Nachliel, they traveled to bomais. Now, although on the surface level, these are just place names, they are also a reference to a deeper message. Matona means a gift, Nachliel means the portion of Hashem, bomais means levels, and the message of the pasuk is, the one who involves himself in the gift of Torah, he becomes the portion of Hashem, he has that close relationship with Hashem, and he will reach high levels.